بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد. Brothers and sisters, today inshallah in this lecture we're gonna talk about the third pillar of Iman, which is the prophecy, the prophets and messengers. And also we will talk about the books, Allah's books, which He sent it down to the human being, to this land, to guide the human being. To be honest with you, this issue is very wide and large. I mean the prophecy itself. We are not going to go to deep details. I'd like to mention some points in this issue. First of all, that you have to know, believe in prophets, it's one of your one of the pillars of Iman. If somebody he didn't believe in prophets, or he didn't believe in any prophet Allah mentioned in the Quran, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith, he reject this, or he deny this messenger, this prophet, he will not be considered as Muslim. And when we talk about prophecy or prophets and messenger, I believe the first question people ask, what's the difference between prophets and messengers? What is the difference between the prophet and the messenger? And I'm still wondering. I believe I will be wondering for a long time. Every time when I look to this issue or read in it, I will look to the different opinion between scholars in this issue. How they try to make a differentiation between the prophets and the messengers. Who is the prophet and who is the messenger? And you will know now why I am wondering. The prophet, some scholars said there is no difference between these two words, prophet or messenger. Both of them has the same meaning. The prophet is the messenger and the messenger is the prophet. No different. Okay, this is the first opinion. Second, there is a difference between the prophet and the messenger. So, not every prophet is a messenger, and not every messenger is a prophet. There is a difference. So, what's the difference? They will tell you. They have a different opinion in this field about what's the difference between the prophet and the messenger. First is, some scholars said the prophet, the one who received revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahi. But Allah, He didn't order him to deliver it to others. So he received wahi, received message from Allah, but Allah, He didn't ask him to deliver it. So he's not messenger. He wasn't sent to the people. He only received wahi, revelation from Allah, and that's it. The messenger is the one who received wahi, revelation from Allah, then Allah ordered him to deliver it to the people, to others. Okay, is that clear? So this is the prophet, this is the messenger. Other opinion said, رايحة ما يشتغل. Doesn't work. It's okay. So what's the first opinion? Let's ask you. Huh? No difference. Very good. The second opinion, there's different. But now there's different. What's the difference is? There's different opinion. What's the first one?
They both receive wahi, but the messenger is ordered to deliver it while the prophet is
not. Okay. Very good. Second opinion is, some scholars said, no, that's not right. This difference couldn't be right. So what's the correct? They said the messenger, the prophet, who was sent to a people who already has religion, but he was sent to those people to remind them their message or their Sharia. For example, Musa alayhi salam, he was sent to Bani Israel, to the Jew. But Harun, he is not a messenger because he was following Musa's rule, the Injil, the Torah. Okay? So Harun is not a messenger, he's a prophet. So they said the prophet who is following other prophet Sharia. Hey, who is the, that's better. Now, so the prophet, they said, who is following a messenger. Who is following a messenger. He didn't come with a new book. He didn't come, he wasn't sent with a new book, with a new Sharia. Okay? They said like the prophet had been sent to the Jews. Musa alayhi salam has a new Sharia, but all the prophets after him, they only came with the same Sharia, which is Torah. They didn't change anything. And the messenger, who's the one who was sent with a new Sharia, with his own book, with a new book or with a new Sharia, the new rules, like Muhammad, like Isa, like Musa, Nuh. So they said the prophet who came to, if we can use this word, to renew, to remember, to let the people remember the prophet before him or the messenger before him. Okay? Is that clear, brother and sister? Clear? Sahih? There's other opinions. Like some of them said, the prophet who was sent to people, the already believer, and the messenger, the one who was sent to disbeliever. Some scholars said that too. The second opinion, which there is a difference between the messenger and prophet, they said, no way we accept the first opinion. We should say there is a difference between the prophet and messenger. Why? Why we have to say there is a difference? They said, we have a proof in Quran and Sunnah that messenger is something and prophet is other thing. We said, where is this proof? They said, first of all, Allah said in the Quran, verse 7,